Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the NerdWatch Podcast. I, of course, am G-Money. I am joined by six men tonight. We will be broadcasting not only on radio on KAKU 88.5, but we will also be featured on Akaku Television, gents.
Uh-oh.
Today, or tonight, or whenever it is. We're going to be on, a bunch of nerds. So,
hide your daughters.
I am G-Money. I am joined by Format. I am joined by Hennessy. I am joined by Todd Bernardi, Maui comic book extraordinaire artist. Hashtag Pasta King. I'm also joined by punk rock superstar and minorities guitarist.
You got it right this time.
Yeah! Gannon is in the house as well. And of course,
no, I mean about the punk rock superstar part.
Okay, gummit, man. Anyway, I'm also joined by the one and only the owner and proprietor of Maui Comics and Collectibles. It is Alika in the house as well.
Yay.
And he'll be peeking his head in once in a while. Will be Swan, his henchman, is here too. So his comic book henchman is here as well. Anyway, we'll be joining you. We're talking about some. We're going to be talking about comic books, we're going to be talking about movies, we're going to be talking about a lot of stuff, but one thing we won't be talking about is Star Wars.
Don't even say it.
All right, so here's what's happening. Since there is no SW talk, peace out, much love, and most assuredly, always stay nerdy. That's the end of the show.
It's over.
Yeah, it's over. Anyway, no, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. Huge premiere on CW television tonight. We got a sneak peek of a bunch of DC comic book movies that you're going to want to stay tuned for. And we also have information on a couple of other things as well. So stay tuned right here for that. But first, want to send a big shout out to our good friends and just you could call them supporters of the show, the Maui Comics and Collectibles. Maui Comics and Collectibles located at 333 Dairy Road. If you happen to be in the area, come on down and check them out. Wonderful comic books, wonderful people, wonderful collectibles. It is Maui Comics and Collectibles. And today was Tuesday. Obviously, that means 20% off.
Tuesdays.
20% off Tuesdays.
Off new comics.
That's correct. And then tomorrow
is New Comic,
is
Wednesday.
New Comic Book Wednesday. So Alika is prepared with his Post-it today. And what can we look forward to in the comic book arena this Wednesday?
We've got a new Batman number 48.
Yeah. Batman number 48? All right, sweet.
Everybody's excited for that.
All right. What else?
We've got Captain Marvel number 1 is coming out.
Ooh. Captain Marvel number 1?
So I think that's the Carol Danvers Captain Marvel.
Right.
Oh.
I think that's... I'm disappointed.
crap.
And,
I thought Captain Marvel... Wait a minute.
You're thinking of Ms. Marvel.
I'm thinking of Ms. Marvel. Okay,
I thought you were thinking about Shazam, actually.
Kamala Khan, yeah. That's what I was thinking. Okay.
Nobody's thinking about Shazam anymore.
Hey. I thought he was.
I think about Shazam.
Constantly. Over and over.
I say Shazam.
We've also got Poison Ivy number 1.
Oh!
Ooh.
I think that's a 6-part miniseries. And
is she doing things with Harley in that book?
All right, easy guy.
I'm just wondering. There's always been kind of a sexual tension, don't you think?
No, not kind of. They addressed it in one of the books.
That's
actually
what I'm saying.
Really,
tension? I'm
trying
really to be nice about
each
it.
Other in the cartoon.
Gentlemen, we're going to be on television. I'm trying to be as coy as I possibly can be.
Just Google Poison Ivy, Harley Quinn.
Yeah, that's all right.
You'll find what we're talking about.
All right.
While you're at it,
anybody
Google some of these
18,
other things.
So.
Yeah.
Then there's also Deadpool number 6.
Deadpool number 6.
Oh, yeah.
Fun book. Everybody loves Deadpool.
Mm-hmm.
And Adventure Time, Ice King number 1.
Wow. Adventure Time's a...
I love that cartoon. That is one of my favorite cartoons.
That's not what I'm asking. That's a good cartoon. Comic. Is it a decent comic?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They've got the same artist from the cartoon.
It's right there on the shelf. You want to look at it?
I should. I do want to know, yeah, not now. Let me get up during the show.
Stop the show.
Like, hit pause, we go read it, come back. Okay, anyway, so here's what happened in 86.
right. I do want to know how that Swamp Thing is, that new Swamp Thing. Any good?
I didn't read the Swamp Thing.
Dang gummit, man. I want to know what that was.
Len Wein wrote a new Swamp Thing, you didn't read it?
Wow.
I mean, I didn't read it either.
Swan read it, how was it?
And?
It's a book I will recommend you to start off with. It's a great story. It pretty much keeps to the original Swamp Thing.
Right.
And actually, one of the guys that was the co-creator is writing it again, so...
Really?
Who's that? Who's the...
Lynn Warren.
Is it Wrightson?
Yeah, Wrightson's on it.
Wrightson's drawing?
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
Isn't it?
I don't think it is. I think it's Lynn.
Len Wein.
Harvey all right, well,
listen, no all one right. argue with the Pasta King. He knows comics.
Ween.
Huh?
Ween? Len Wein? How do you say it?
I think it's Ween.
Ween. I say Ween.
Wayne, like Bruce
I could be wrong, but right. I think it's Wayne.
Swan, Omega's henchman, is looking into it.
Swan, Swain. Henchman.
Yeah.
Swang.
Swang. What if we're completely wrong is Lean Wine?
Both Len Wein and Bernie Wrightson is on the book.
Yeah, see?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow.
I told you.
Wow. Shows what you know.
Shows
what Todd Bernardi.
Created by Len Wein and
Bernie created.
That's created, though. Oh, that's not who did the book.
The writer.
Len Wein writer, yeah.
Yeah.
Len Wein's writing it.
Yeah,
Kelly Jones is drawing it. Mm-hmm. Kelly Jones.
That's a good choice of Swamp Thing too.
Yeah, Kelly Jones is Kelly Jones pretty good Batman.
Like he's perfect for Swamp Thing.
Yeah.
For those of you that have not tuned out at Akaku, we're talking comic books. Here's the thing, gents. A lot of stuff happened over the week. Let me wrap up first. Come on down. Thursday, Maui Comics and Collectibles, new comic book, Wednesdays.
Look, I know you don't want to promote the store, so
comic book Wednesdays, comics, collectibles, and
be sure to give them the wrong address.
Fantastic people at 333 Dairy Road. It's Maui Comics and Collectibles. All right, so, sorry. Here's
You're going to have fun editing this.
There's no editing. There's no editing today. I'm not doing anything.
It syncs up with
it
the
syncs
show.
Up right with the show.
Never mind.
We have to do it. All right, so, gents, a lot of stuff happened this week. We're going to talk about that DC Comics special. Anybody watch any movies, play any games of interest this week? Anything exciting happen format for you?
No, not really.
No, nothing? No. Nothing.
Still trudging along on Fallout.
Sure. How's that going? Fallout 4? Level?
Yeah. 74?
God dang it, man. That's insane.
I own that wasteland.
I know you do. Hennessy, pull in. What do you...
How many people have you killed?
I think I'm in the tens of thousands.
Wait. In the game?
yeah. Wait, did we just elicit a
No. How many zombies have you killed?
I can look that up. I'll have those numbers for next show.
Look that up, those stats. I want to know. Hennessy, what about you? Anything exciting happen at Spot 611?
Yeah, we made some sales. It's
good.
Going pretty good. We're going to be doing every other Saturday.
Oh, fantastic. From now on. If you don't know what Spot 611 is, Hennessy runs a Omniverse Collectibles at the swap meet at the Maui Community College swap meet.
Now it's University of Hawaii Maui College.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, be politically correct about it.
Every other Saturday, Spot 611, tell him the Nerdwatch sent you. Go see Hennessy. He is our sage. Hashtag keychains.
Wallets and magnets.
That's what we see.
That'll work.
Yeah,
who's there at Spot 611 when you're not there?
Actually, we're going to be doing a trade with these guys who are two booths over. They do, like, mushrooms and kombucha and stuff like that, so...
Like, as in shrooms?
Wow.
Yeah.
Do they have dreads? Something tells me they do.
No, actually, they don't.
Oh,
sorry. But they want to do every other Saturday, and right. So either we're going to be splitting the booth with them every other Saturday,
or
they're going to be doing the Spot 611 with us. Like, so we'll be there one Saturday, then the next Saturday they're there.
So what you're saying is that you're going to be selling shrooms.
Yeah. What you're doing
not
is
exactly.
Though, you're doing a work share with mushroom vendors.
You could look at it that way. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Much. I like
that's
that.
Good.
Yeah.
That's
fascinating.
Good.
Fascinating.
I'm so glad we got a leak of there. Fantastic.
It's fascinating.
It's a timeshare and a swap meet.
It's a swap meet.
That's cool.
It's interesting. It's
yes,
cool.
It is. Yes, it is. Very cool. You can check him out every other Saturday.
Yes, sir.
Maui at Maui's
when does this start?
One-stop swap meet shop.
Well, when does it start? Because, like, if you show up and you're not there.
Because you were there on Saturday.
You were there this Saturday.
So, yeah.
So you
this Saturday you're not there.
Right. Okay, last Saturday, right. Then this coming Fairly Saturday, no, then the following
gotcha.
Saturday, yes.
Gotcha.
Todd Bernardi, a.k.a. hashtag the Pasta King.
You do stuff.
You do stuff as well. By the way, if you're looking at him on the television, this man happens to be the one, the only reincarnation of George Lucas.
Who isn't dead yet.
What about you, sir? How's life in the comic book world?
It's good. I finished Disco Thunder issue 3. I'm going to get that.
You might as well tell everybody what the whole book is. What's the name of the entire book?
Just read the panels.
Yeah. Disco Thunder Groovebone.
Disco Thunder Groovebone.
Is the name of the... Is the full title.
Oh, good.
And it's about...
a chicken?
It's about two guys.
Right.
looking for the last coffee plantation mm-hmm. on Earth.
Wow.
Because coffee's been eradicated by an energy drink company,
mm-hmm.
and the name of the energy drink is called Thunder Chicken.
There's the chicken.
Wow, there
and
it is.
And it's run by a giant half-man, half-chicken.
Wow.
Yeah, chicken.
So,
of course it does.
Yeah.
Issue. Like so it's already. Run by the Minute Stop mascot.
Ironically, sounds extreme.
I'm going to get sued.
No, yeah. Anything you watch, any movies you have been writing or drawing anything lately? You draw all the time. You're drawing right now, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, it's kind of rude.
Yeah.
Hey. The guy's talking to you.
The guy's got deadlines.
I know, apparently.
Self-imposed deadlines, but deadlines nonetheless.
I've got this guy at this Maui Comics and Collectibles shop.
Oh, take all the time you want. There's no pressure.
He's always
buddy.
Like, why aren't you bringing me more comics?
That's right. I've heard
it's Swan. It's not me. It's not you. It's Swan.
Right.
Yeah, he eats them.
Yeah.
Yum. So, movies, anything? Any movies you've been watching for inspiration as of late or anything exciting happening?
I saw Sicario.
Sicario, the one with Emily Blunt.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Benicio del Toro. It's the drug movie.
Blunt.
Blunt.
Yeah.
And drug. What did you think?
I gave it two blunt instruments up.
Oh, fantastic. Hey, you're two opposable blunt instruments. Gotcha.
Ew.
Good.
I don't know if that's a good reading.
All right,
or not.
Sicario, possibly one of the best pictures of the year, and
according
not nominated.
To Todd?
According to Todd, maybe. Oh. I think he really liked it. Apparently.
I liked it. I liked it just as much as I like Creed. And I saw Spotlight, and I think that it's kind of criminal that Michael Keaton didn't get a nod. I think he did a really good job in that.
Spotlight. That's a very, no pun intended. That's definitely a hard movie to swallow. Okay. The only reason, listen, no pun intended.
I don't get the reference.
I'm glad this is on TV because they can see me shaking my head.
Yeah. Anyway. But it was a good movie, though.
Yeah.
Oh, good, good. Well, I want to see that for sure.
Does someone swallow something in this?
Listen.
I don't get the reference.
It's not good.
Spotlight was about the news team that broke the story about
the Catholic
priests that were abusing children.
Born in the churches.
Yeah. Well, they were abusing children.
Same thing.
I don't know if they. Thing? I don't know
so
if they filmed it.
It's a swallowing reference.
It just
listen.
I want some further details about this. Who's swallowing what?
No,
right?
We're not going there.
I don't get what the reference pertains to.
Listen, we have
perhaps one of you guys would like to elaborate.
There's a lot of people drinking coffee in the movie.
Good.
So
thank you. Thank
they're
you,
swallowing
Tom.
Coffee. Why can't we talk about that? There's nothing weird about that.
There is nothing.
One guy burns.
You know how many people across the nation drink coffee?
One guy burns his tongue. It's very delicate to talk about.
I'm uncomfortable.
Does anybody spill coffee on somebody else's forehead?
No. I don't think so.
It's a valid question, man.
I don't think so. Anyway.
Hold on, someone's lower back.
Okay.
No?
Moving on.
What?
Gannon.
Howdy do.
How was your event this past week?
It actually did pretty good, considering I didn't do any promotion whatsoever. For
awesome!
I was very unmotivated, as I've been very unmotivated for our show this week.
Wailuku
Coffee Company. Get the same draw we normally do.
A punk rock show at Wailuku Coffee Company,
yes,
right?
Sir.
And the highlight is a guy that dresses up as a female anime character?
I wouldn't say that's a highlight.
Well, he was
the opener.
Oh, he was... Sorry.
He's a good draw. Their band is a good draw.
It's a good gimmick. And I don't want to go on the record saying anything further than that. Being that he's also my bass player.
Yes.
But it's not for bad. It's fun to watch.
And of course, the minorities are the headliner.
No, actually, we weren't. We let we let a band called One Way Out headline.
Oh, fantastic.
Younger kids, college age kids that typically they do covers, but they put a half an hour of original stuff together because, as we found out, which is kind of a strange rule, mm-hmm. coffee shops don't allow musicians to play cover songs.
Mm-hmm.
Some sort of weird ordinance that doesn't allow you to play, as a musician, it doesn't allow you to play.
Is that like a star?
Unless you're paying for
How
the right to.
How is that regulated?
I don't know.
I guess
that's
you're
what we found out.
Royalties or something.
AKA
something like that.
The
but
Starbucks
you could do it at a bar,
role?
So I'm not too sure how that plays out. I really don't know.
People got to be drunk to hear
coffee
covers.
Bar.
I guess so.
People
have to be drunk to enjoy covers.
Yeah.
So there's a difference.
Okay, man.
I'm not quite
why
too
would
sure.
the law get involved?
I thought you were going somewhere else with that, Todd Bernardi.
Yeah, I'm really not too sure on the specifics of that ordinance, but in either case, you can't play any songs
that
aren't original.
It's called the Starbucks rule, okay?
even though we're not out of Starbucks.
That's right. They cornered the market, therefore they make the rules. Mm-hmm. So that's what's happening here.
You just made that up.
I know. I totally did. But our Kaku viewers will like it, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, they all drink.
I had a Carmilla latte there, and whew, that's a good drink. If I can throw a shout out to the Wego Coffee Company.
Her name is Carmilla?
That's the name of the drink, sir.
Oh.
That's up on Market Street?
Yes, sir, Market Street.
As anybody would know. Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Now, what's nice is that you guys play music, a lot of people enjoy it, and what's nice about those shows is that they're free. Is that correct?
That show is free.
That's right.
That particular show is free.
So,
For a couple of reasons. One, you know, it's more of a laid back atmosphere. Second, because it's all windows and wide open, there's no way to start to cover anyway. People can stand outside. Yeah, if you pay $5 to come in and watch, I can just stand outside and watch. So,
absolutely.
Two big reasons why we don't do it.
Fantastic. Well, anything else? Any movies? Anything you're doing?
Really wanted to see The Forest, but I didn't get around to it. And
I really wanted to get your take on The Forest because I have no desire.
I just didn't get around to it, unfortunately. I'm hoping maybe I can pull it off this weekend since we've also got The Boy coming out.
Oh, the boy, the one with the girl from Walking Dead. Lauren Cohen.
Yes,
yeah, Lauren Cohen. Dolly. That's her name. Alika, what about you? You see anything this week, or are you just busy working at the comic book store?
No, all I saw one good thing was the trailer for Star Wars Rebels Season 2, the second half.
Oh my gosh.
Really good.
You just broke the rule today.
There was a moratorium on Star Wars.
You're talking about the movies, look. I just said, you know, it's just the trailer. I saw it. It was good. All right, that's it. That's all I had to say. It was good.
Moving on quickly.
Anything else? Other than the SW word?
So how many episodes were there?
Oh, Christ.
Approximately 7.
God dang it. All right, so anything else? Are you watching movies lately or just the trailers?
Oh, I saw Fanboys for the first time.
Unbelievable.
The Star Wars movie.
God, another reference. Son of a...
Look, I'm sorry.
Jeez. All right, listen.
It's been featured prominently in my life. It matters a lot to me.
Star Wars is a great movie.
You can't tell me how to love Gene.
You know, I just did it. I can't believe I just did it. Star Wars is a great movie. Fanboys is a great movie.
Fanboys is a great movie.
That was a very fun
movie. I enjoyed it, yeah.
To be fair, that is a movie that deserves some attention.
It does.
It kind of flew in under the radar. So, in all fairness, and removing Star Wars.
And there were so many stars in it.
Would you like to know?
But they weren't stars yet, though.
No, they weren't.
When that movie was made and when it was released were two completely different times.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of those people didn't quite make it yet.
Would you like to know who
Carrie
co-wrote
Fisher
that?
Is definitely a star.
So is William Shatner.
That was a great cameo.
William Shatner was quite a star.
Would you like to know who co-wrote that movie? The man who wrote Ready Player One, Ernest Cline.
Oh, well.
Yeah. He's also the author of the brand new book, Armada, which looks really cool, by the way.
And he's the author of that book, Ready Player One.
Well, and the best part about Fanboys that I miss, nowadays there's no animosity between Star Wars and Star Trek fans, really.
Bull crap!
They're both directed by J.J. Come on, get over it.
But if you look at it,
may the Force be with you.
I'm going to punch you in the mouth.
Oh my gosh.
But like back in the day, in the 80s, late 80s, early 90s, the two never met.
Alika?
I'm not talking about Star Wars. I'm talking about the thing in the
fandoms.
Oh, the fandom thing. Okay. Gotcha.
I would say I'll give that up. In the last maybe 10, 15 years, I think everybody just kind of came to the conclusion that everybody likes a lot of different stuff.
Yeah, they're both
everybody,
in space.
Everybody arrived together, if you will.
Yeah. Right.
But Star Trek is
which
clearly
which is a magical
better.
Thing when it happens.
It's clearly.
It doesn't Trek. Always happen. Yeah, so, usually you get one person arriving before the other.
Okay, listen. Star Trek is clearly better, but moving on. All
right, it's not, but you're right. Let's move on.
All right, let's move on.
You're such a troll.
Here's the thing. I went. My movie watching this weekend was a little bit more politically motivated, or at least during this hot presidential race of 2016.
Feeling the burn.
You watched Bulworth.
I watched Bulworth with Warren Beatty and Halle Berry. Great movie, by the way.
It actually is.
It's a great movie.
My favorite bits when he does is where he's at the DJ booth. He's like, "West Side." It's Warren Beatty saying that. I love that.
It's great.
Is he still alive?
Yeah.
Yes. Wow. Yes. I went to go
his
watch.
His career isn't, but he is.
Yeah. He doesn't need that. Was career.
I think
alive.
He let his career
money.
Go. I think he reached a point where he's like, I don't need to work.
He's
anymore.
Got lots of money.
He ran his course
he's
by
fine.
the '80s already. He's done.
Well, no, because Dick Tracy came out in the '90s. He did a few more movies after that.
That is a great.
Well,
movie.
Well
I was going to say
Tracy
the end was
came
Dick Tracy.
Out in 1990.
Well, I'm sorry. Richard Tracy.
That is a very underrated comic book movie, by the way.
Oh, it's an amazing comic movie.
Fantastic. Love that.
Madonna ruined it.
What?
She no, she did. You're right.
She was a good villain. I agree. She was a good villain.
You know, I think that movie needed more edge. I think they need people in like black versions of the suits that they normally wear. And Dick Tracy need to wear like a leather.
You're talking. You're talking to a purist about costumes.
Oh, is he?
He's always going to disagree.
And you see that, but did you see how goofy the costumes were in Dick Tracy? And how fondly we all remember that movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, it can't be done.
But it's also because they intentionally made the movie to be a lighthearted kind of fare, though. Yeah. They're not trying to play into this.
But the action it's a
fantasy
series.
Film all the way through.
Right.
Sure, not a technical, like a fantasy, like a Labyrinth type of film, but it's Dick Tracy's made to be like it's in a whole other world. Well, like, one that doesn't exist.
But the plot line ran in a series.
Right, but the movies that are made now try to flirt with that line that it's still in a world that is recognizable to us. Dick Tracy's not a world recognizable to us.
Yeah, of course. Like, you know,
even Rocketeer is a little bit closer to what we would recognize as real life, sort of, for the time period. But Dick Tracy.
Was it the 1930s, I think, right? Or the 20s?
The book didn't come out until like way later, but it was set
in the 30s, yeah.
Well, maybe nowadays.
Rocketeer.
Now that we have communication watches,
I think.
33?
Yeah, it's like pre World War II.
Well, listen, anyway, I went to go watch 13 Hours.
13 Hours? What
a segue.
I know.
He just dumped these guys in the ditch.
Well, actually, we're the ones that did the segue because that's what he started off talking about. He started talking about Dick Tracy instead for some reason.
Real smooth. Real smooth.
Yeah, real smooth.
Way to segue back to your original story.
Point, yeah. I went to see 13 Hours, The Secret Soldiers of Benghazi.
Oh, okay. The one that Michael Bay got all the top secret information again to make another movie.
No, here's the thing, is that it's actually based off of a book by the guys who survived it. I thought it was
based on WikiLeaks.
It was not. Nice.
You Citizen IV.
Nice, though. No. The
I thought it was an abandoned plot for one of the Transformers movies. Like, if you took the Transformers out of it, what'd you end up with?
Can I tell you something? This is Michael Bay's best movie. And I don't.
Better than Bad Boys 2?
That's not hyperbole. I'm telling you right now that this is the most emotionally charged film he's made. Characters actually mean something in the movie, and the action, therefore, is that much better because of it. You actually care about the people. So I'm going to tell you something. I don't care what your political bent is, left or right or whatever. It was actually written by Mitchell Zukov and the other three gentlemen that happened to be there that went to try and rescue.
They had a hand in the screenplay?
Yeah, they were there on set every single day until the movie was
done. That's why the movie worked out, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Until
so
they got shot.
If you pair Michael Bay with a good writer, I think you get it.
Right, material. So they went off of the book, which Mitchell Zukov wrote with those three guys, and it was a very good, very well-done movie. And I don't care what your political bent is, regardless, you should see the movie. It's really, really good.
Lots of explosions, though.
Michael Bay, I'm telling you, it's so
close-ups
restrained.
On dust.
It is.
Those are the best.
Those are the best. It's so restrained for a Michael Bay movie, it's sickening. Like, I was expecting more, and there wasn't. And it was like, wow, he's really holding himself back. I mean, don't get me wrong, there's great action in the movie, but, like, you would expect more from him.
It's kind of funny. Like, he makes these huge, big set of movies, but the movie where he lets his hair down is the subtle movie.
Yeah.
Where he just holds everything
weird.
Back. It's kind of funny.
It's so strange. But, yeah, it's a good movie nonetheless.
When Zack Snyder decided to do his kitchen sink movie, we ended up with Sucker Punch.
Yeah, we did. Oh,
well, this is better than Pain and Gain?
I'm going to tell you something. It's better than Pain and Gain, and I enjoyed Pain and Gain.
Better than Armageddon.
I'm going to tell you something. It's better than Armageddon.
Does someone in the movie yell Sicario?
No.
Well, that's a downer for me.
If you'd like to know more, you can read my review on mywatch.com. G-Money's movie review of 13 Hours. A great, great movie. That's what I got to watch this week. But
is it filmed like 24 where it takes place in 13 hours?
It's a very, very astute question, sir. As a matter of fact, they do have a running clock, but not in 24 fashion. They tell you hour by hour what's happening, and they flash it on the bottom of the screen what time it is every day. So it actually goes over 3 days, and then it starts the 13-hour clock. Because they were there for a six-week deployment. These military guys were, and then what happens is that on the very last week, this huge takeover of the embassy happens. So it's the countdown clock is there. You're waiting for this thing to happen because you know it's going to happen. It's really good. I'm really surprised. And like
you know
I said,
what thing I never understood about those timer shows or movies or anything.
Well, it's not real
like
time.
There's no. Like, at no point was Jack Bauer, like, in the bathroom.
Everybody says that, like, he's never in the bathroom, or he's never
eating. Yeah, but he went a whole day. That, I mean, that's not crazy.
Would you like to know?
Well, but it's a day after a day after a day, right?
If I may make amends with that for you. Uh-huh. Because it's in real time.
You saw him in the bathroom?
No.
Didn't they flash to other characters?
They do, but here's
the thing.
You
really need to see him in the bathroom? That's my question.
It's not real unless he goes poop.
If the time, like, started up and he came out of the restroom and was wiping his hands, I'd be like, oh!
That's, yeah.
Well, that's the bathroom scene
now,
for me.
Now, here's the thing, is that,
maybe it's a deleted scene section.
That's a good point.
If you've never seen American...
The bathroom sequences.
Right. If you've never seen American Sniper... those guys are trained to sit there behind a sniper rifle and literally pee themselves so they don't miss it.
Yeah, but Jack Bauer's not sitting there.
No,
yeah.
here's the thing.
Of course, he's supposed to piss himself while he's running around.
During the commercials of 24, it's still real time, okay? So even though that clock is moving, so when he's not on screen and his commercial's on, he could be peeing. Because it's still
so he wastes his commercial break just like we do.
Correct. Exactly.
How considerate.
At the same time he does.
Exactly.
No, that makes it even more real.
I think that there's one guy that works for the CIA that mm-hmm. changes all the diapers.
He just runs around down the
field. Just runs in.
He's like, you need a change, Jack?
He's like, kind of like a fluffer. And he comes in and he's just changes the diaper real fast.
Should I ask Todd what a fluffer is?
No, not right now. That's not
a thing. Do you want to stay on TV?
No,
I don't. Nobody should tell anybody.
No one should tell
anybody. Okay, everybody, Google fluffer. It's up to them. They do it. Don't put me responsible.
Listen, it's
yeah, you're only the guy who told them to do it.
That's
hey, we've just been talking about it. If they're interested, go do it.
All right. Well, listen.
We're a nerd podcast. I'm pretty sure all the people that do listen to us know exactly what a fluffer is.
Or they are fluffers. That's but anyway.
This is the Nerdwatch Podcast. Good Lord. All right. Let's get to it, shall we? We got another half an hour before our time is up with our folks, our good friends at Akaku and on KAKU 88.5. Let's get to the meat of this conversation. We saw...
Speaking of plumber.
Nice. Let's get to it. Tonight, after the new episode of The Flash,
yeah.
We got to see... Yeah. 30 minutes of, or we got to see the making of, or what's going into the making of
Featurettes,
the Legends of Tomorrow, right? The new comic book show on Thursday.
Too much attention to that.
Let me finish.
I caught it.
Let me finish.
I never
And so then 30 happened. Minutes went by, and we were talking with each other, drinking coffee, and then, that was a callback, by the way, and then after that, 30 minutes came on, we saw the dawn of the Justice League, hosted by Kevin Smith and the one and only Geoff Johns.
Yeah. Now, who really deserves to be behind a desk and not on television?
Right, now, here's the thing.
I have no idea
he's
what
got a
Geoff
face
Johns
for radio.
On. Yeah, he does.
But so do I.
We got, yeah, you do. You're much prettier than you let on, though. Todd. Anyway.
Prettier.
Yeah. I didn't realize you let on anything.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm uncomfortable.
I thought he was all the sex appeal.
He was.
No, that's Alika.
That is Alika.
Look at that. Look at that pretty mouth.
We're
screwed. Yeah.
We're
totally screwed. Well, here's the thing. Is that we got to see...
you know what a fluffer is?
Now that's a callback.
Yeah.
That is a callback.
To like 5 seconds ago.
We got to see a lot of new... We got to hear a lot of new interesting things about the DC comic book movie or cinematic universe. And we also got to see a lot of new footage from things we didn't even expect. We got to see footage from the new Wonder Woman movie directed by Patty Jenkins, which
looks really good.
Which does look very good.
I was surprised.
I was too.
I thought they were going to be like, oh, I'm female.
I had read, and they didn't say anything on the special. I had read that she's actually starting in World War I, working her way up to World War II. Is that correct?
That's what I've read too.
Yeah. So, that's to be interesting.
So, by the time Batman v Superman. She's super old.
She's super seasoned.
Gotcha.
That's the word. Not super old, super seasoned.
I don't know what sounds more offending.
She's been around the block.
She's been around the
she's
block.
She's been broken.
That's so bad. That's so much worse than what I said.
That is.
And I thought I was pushing the envelope.
Well, you were.
Well, that's what I'm here for.
Oh, you certainly
I'm
were.
I'm here for scale.
Okay. So we got to see a bit of Wonder Woman. We got to see more footage from the Batman v Superman movie.
Very few clips, though, considering that's the next movie. Right. They're holding back.
They seem to be pushing the Suicide Squad, maybe because they know that that one is the one that's in trouble, maybe.
No.
No, you don't think so?
I doubt that so much.
Okay.
I doubt that so much.
Well, let's go around the table really quick. Let's start with the comic book owner, a comic book store owner.
Because he owns a comic book.
Right, so we'll start with him.
We've got to fluff him up a little bit.
Alika, sir, what did you think of all the new footage?
I enjoyed it.
And?
I just wish that Margot Robbie had a New York accent, like the Harley Quinn on the animated series.
Okay.
That's the Harley Quinn I enjoy and love.
That's fair.
Mr. J.
I'm starting to enjoy the new outfit, though. Mm-hmm. Like, I like the Harlequin outfit. That's my favorite one.
Nah,
I don't like any
right.
of the comic outfits or the Arkham Knight outfits.
Yeah,
I'm not a fan either.
But
the new movie one isn't that bad.
Please.
That's just terrible.
Let me interrupt for a minute. Did you just do a Harley Quinn imitation like Christopher Walken right there? You did, didn't you? That's what I thought I heard. God dang it. We're going to do that after. Anyway. So
that's why we get our show strikes on YouTube.
That's right.
Because we nailed those.
That's by the way. We're hot off the presses.
Mr. J, I need more cowbell.
We nailed those impersonations a little too good.
It's the tone. It's all wrong.
You know,
do it again, I'll stab you in the face with a soldering iron.
All right,
with a baseball bat.
All right. So here's the thing.
I like Killer Croc.
Okay, that's what I was about to say. We were talking about Suicide Squad because there was more of that than anything else. Did you like it?
Yeah, but the two people who are supposed to be carrying this movie, mm-hmm. the Joker and Harley Quinn, are the ones I'm still on the fence about.
I'm with you on
that.
Because
I haven't seen. They're talking about how crazy good this Joker is going to be.
Yeah.
And I've seen in the commercials very understated. Regular voice Joker. I haven't seen anything crazy except where he's spinning around in the pile of knives.
Right.
That was kind of crazy.
That was creepy.
Yeah, then they've done voiceovers of some laughs that sound creepy. But
you don't
you
think they
want
to save all that Joker stuff for us to discover, though?
It's possible, of course.
And that's I understand.
Which
that.
I so actually, be. To be completely honest, I appreciate that if that's their approach.
Yeah, and that's what I feel is happening.
I'm hoping that's the case.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to the movie and find out it's
because that's kind of how
that's exactly
it
how it is
because that's how they handled Dark Knight. When you think about it, we got very, very little how Heath Ledger's portraying the Joker in the marketing.
All we saw was
so when we saw that
the
movie
bench.
For the first time and saw how he portrayed that character, it was so left field, but it still worked so well that he just won you over. So if that's the approach they're going for, then that's the way to go.
Now,
little I see, I like, to be honest. I mean, the look is taking something to get considered to get used to, but from what I've seen so far, I like it.
So nothing. So Suicide Squad jumped out at you, but not Green Lantern or for the Justice League.
Yeah, of course, that stuff did jump out at me.
Okay.
You know, the Flash costume that we saw, the brief.
You only asked about Suicide Squad.
Yeah, you only asked about Suicide Squad.
Yeah, okay,
thanks
sorry.
For making me feel bad.
Sorry.
But yeah, I loved all of that, and the Green guy
Goblin.
Not the Green
Goblin. Yes,
I don't try to hide the fact that I actually liked the Green Lantern movie that we got.
I am not.
And the reason I did actually like it, the
you
strongest
only like
point,
Oa.
Yeah, yes, because
okay.
of
I can't
Oa.
Judge.
Yes.
I've never seen it.
So oh, the Oa scene was great. How they had all the lanterns. So I have
Kill-A-Lot was
faith.
Done well.
Yeah,
I
have a lot of faith that they'll get the Lantern Corps right in this movie. However, little they show them,
it know. Was better than the Fantastic Four movies.
I'll give
whoever.
You that. Yeah. I'll give you that.
Wow.
I've got
whoever they cast for Sinestro was fucking. That was spot on.
Yeah, Sinestro was
Mark
great.
Strong.
Mark Strong is a great
I don't know who that is, but whoever it was spot on.
Yeah.
You know who else would have been a great Sinestro, though?
Right.
Who could play Sinestro now is Jackie Earle Haley.
Oh, yeah, he could.
He's got the look
he's
already.
He's got the look already.
Who's that?
Very much.
He played Freddy when they did the remake, but he also did.
I
can't remember the name of that movie.
He was in Watchmen?
Yes.
Little Children.
He was Rorschach.
Little Children
was
the movie that got to start. Rorschach. Why couldn't I remember Rorschach?
I have no idea. What
you would think I'd remember Rorschach.
Little Children, that's right. He's in that. He's also.
That was his Discovery movie.
Yes,
what
he was.
What
was
his name again?
Jackie Earle Haley.
He's in
Bad News Bears from back in the 70s.
As a kid.
And then he was the horrible reincarnated version of Freddy Krueger in A New Nightmare. Or Nightmare on Elm Street.
I won't hang that on him, though.
That's not
well, going back to the Green Lanterns, I have complete and total faith that they'll get it right. Because they got the Lantern Corps right the
oh,
first
this
time
dude.
They showed it.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling they showed in the promo frame showed both Hal Jordan and John Stewart. Well, I think that's the throwout.
It's already called Green Lantern Corps. That's what the name of the movie is going to be.
That's right.
It hits Corpse. 2020. Yeah.
But who are we going to see in Dawn of Justice? Corpse. John Stewart or Hal Jordan?
Yes. Hal Jordan.
You think Hal Jordan?
No, I think we're getting Guy Gardner.
I think we're going to get the other guy.
Kyle Rayner?
Wow. Thanks, comic book expert.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
I don't think it's going to be Hal Jordan because they already tried
it's
to do that.
It's going to be Mogo.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Well, and they've talked about possible candidates for John Stewart as well already, you know.
Right. Idris Elba.
Well, Common was one of the more serious
contention. Yeah, he did. So what about you, Format? Did you see anything you liked or didn't like so much in the special?
I really dug the new trailer for Suicide Squad. I love the usage of the color. Even though the most colorful scenes in the trailer were all done in post. I like the way they jump
the
out.
The neon stuff.
Yeah, all the neon stuff.
I like that,
that
too.
Stuff
the
was,
color scheme they picked.
Was really nice. I was hoping that the entire movie would be done in that color scheme.
Did the Justice League? How about the Justice League? Everybody seems to commenting how well they like the Suicide
Squad. Well, because that's because we got a new trailer.
Yeah,
for,
right,
that's,
right.
That's
I think
reason.
The one thing that we need to say is how much all of us laughed when we saw the legendary lineup of the Justice League and they tried to shoehorn Cyborg in there.
Yes, but they've been
which
doing
they've been
that
trying to do for the past 2 years.
They were like, oh yeah, and this guy over here
but
he talks to computers.
But the thing is, right. It's the hard sell, and all the comic fans know it. Right. It's like, we know they're trying to sell a Cyborg as one of the, you know, the seven. You know what I mean?
He's right. Just so forced in there as a
exactly,
character.
Yeah.
He's always
not that
been
he's
known.
Not a good character. I love Cyborg.
But he's
but
always
he's
been
Teen
a
Titans,
staple
man.
Of the Teen Titans. Yeah. He's always the right. One guy that's always there. Like how Martian Manhunter is usually the guy that's always in Justice League, no matter who's in Justice League. Well, so I always resented the fact that they try to keep shoehorning Cyborg into Justice League, and there's no reason for it.
I always just thought, I don't resent it, but I think it's funny.
I think we should get Martian Manhunter.
Well, here's the thing. Is that
well,
now
we already have him on Supergirl.
We do. But we already have him on Supergirl.
And but we already have a Flash
TV. We already have
TV.
A Flash show. I couldn't
yeah,
even
well,
we
I think
have another
well,
one.
The only reason why I'm agreeing with Alika on this is because they're trying to establish Martian Manhunter is, I think, already in the Supergirl show. So
he's a pretty big part of that show.
Yeah, now he is, for sure. So that's the thing.
Well, the last episode, it was all
yeah, it
him
was
and,
all him and her.
Him and Supergirl, yeah.
Going after Toy Man, wasn't it?
Yeah, Toy
yeah,
Maker.
Yeah, Toy Maker, yeah. Didn't they call him Toy Man in the show, though?
It's
Toy Man.
It is, right?
Toy Man.
Yeah,
it's not even Toy Maker.
That's what I thought. It was called Toy Man, right?
But it was actually his
Toy Maker's a Batman villain.
Yeah.
Yeah, Alika?
Both the DC Universe?
Dollmaker.
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 Isn't it Dollmaker? Yeah.
Yeah. They call him Dollmaker on
Gotham. Shoemaker.
Wow.
Sorry. I can't talk to Bernardi about stuff because I keep ruining things for him.
Okay, so moving around the table.
Spoilers, man!
Sage, how was what did
just
you think of the
estimations? It's not my fault they come to pass.
what was your estimation on tonight's special?
I enjoyed it. I thought it was really cool. I liked the Suicide Squad. I liked the Killer Croc the way he looked.
Killer Croc didn't look good.
You know, the one that I'm kind of not too sure about though is Enchantress. I don't know what to make of the look.
She's possessed by a witch.
I don't know. It just
a witch.
I guess because I know in my mind the Enchantress is the one from Marvel. When I think Enchantress, that is what I picture her as being. One with the mist around her and I don't know. That's the only character. All right. In that
so you have
really
questions. What about the DC stuff? The Justice League stuff.
That was awesome. That was awesome. And, you know, like, some of you guys, like, don't like Cyborg as much, or you think he's being shoehorned in too much.
Mm-hmm.
But if we didn't have him, the way things are nowadays, high tech, everything's internet, tech, you know, who would represent tech?
Batman.
Batman's
always been the tech guy.
Yeah.
But actually, I don't associate Cyborg, Batman with tech, though. I would rather Cyborg be that Scion for technology.
When you need a cheap, convenient writer way of solving a computer problem, then you need Cyborg. I'll give you that. But
yeah, like to do it. Like,
but isn't it more impressive to just have a guy that's gadgety to take care of it?
Right.
Than a guy that just plugs his arm into something and just I can conveniently fix this because I'm R2-D2. Wow. That's pretty much what you end up with, R2-D2 as a person.
There's definitely going to be a spike in
I'm
his
fine
hands.
With that. Yeah, but like guaranteed. He doesn't sleep. I don't know if he eats, but he doesn't sleep apparently. So he's just constantly absorbing knowledge. Mm.
It's interesting if he got his own movie. I don't think he's going to have enough time.
He is getting his own movie.
So what you're saying is that Cyborg is this generation's Ivan Drago.
I thought Cyborg was getting his own movie.
Is that what you're saying?
What's
that? I've been
not exactly, but
I don't see the reference.
Hey, yeah, I'm missing.
I like this.
He didn't eat.
Character.
He was a robot, wasn't he? He ever slept? It's Ivan Drago. He was a robot. Remember? Couldn't break him.
Robot. That's a stretch. It's the very definition of a stretch for a reference.
I'm just saying, it's a Russian
thing. Oh man,
Rocky made him bleed eventually.
Yeah, he did. True. Sorry. Good point. It wasn't blood. That was.
Did you bleed?
That was hydraulic fluid. That was hydraulic fluid.
But I did enjoy it, though, the trailers, definitely.
Good. Todd!
Yo!
Yo!
Todd.
Yo.
Sir, what do you think? What do you think of the special? What do you think of the new Dawn of Justice? What did you think of the new Suicide Squad? What was your take as a comic book writer, artist, fan, and possible friend of Robert Kirkman?
Or Jeff Johns.
While we're
at dreaming.
It. Right.
That's his dream.
Yeah, well,
listen, comic book artists aspire.
Robert,
I guess so.
Robert Kirkman dream, Jeff Johns, kind of a nightmare.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm just kidding. Nope.
Wow.
Just remember, this is going to be televised.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And I know Jeff Johns is going to probably complain, so that's TRBURN02@yahoo.com. You give it to me.
And wow.
You give it
wow.
to me. Give it to me.
This
he's
is not
obviously
that...
not looking for a job at DC.
He's obviously not.
Make mine Marvel. That's Todd's statement.
I will.
All right. So apparently you
don't
hated...
even ask me to draw Batman. I'm like, you!
So what you're saying is that you hated everything about the special.
No, I really like the Wonder Woman stuff. I think that if you're familiar with the character and the history, I think it's really great that she's getting her day in the sun.
I think the word that you're looking for is comeuppance.
Well, no, because
she didn't.
How is that
bad.
The word he's looking
yeah,
for?
Comeuppance is like when you
like
do
she gets
bad,
beat up
yeah,
in the movie
and
then
yeah.
she needs her man to save her and stuff.
Yeah.
And is that what you're saying?
Possibly. I would.
Of course you would.
Yeah. Take that, Wonder Woman.
Take that, Wonder Woman.
Here's There's a really interesting book. About the history of Wonder Woman by Jill Lepore. I recommend it to anybody if they're so inclined. And it talks about how the really interesting backstory of the creator. And I don't want to spoil anything.
You mean
Moulton?
Yeah. Moulton is he's a womanizer.
William Martin Moulton.
Moulton.
I think I saw that on
PBS.
Yeah,
that was a good special.
Yeah, I think I saw that on PBS.
He's
the guy that invented the light detector, right?
Yep.
He invented the cuff that goes with the
light
detector.
Right.
He's a Harvard-educated PhD.
Right. Who
liked
chicks.
Psychologist. Chicks liked him.
And chicks liked him,
I don't think that it was...
It wasn't his fault.
It wasn't his fault.
They made him
just...
a misogynist.
No, the chicks... I mean...
Because the women loved him so much.
His wife was a feminist, a very active feminist.
Yes, she was.
In the 20s and the 30s. So, and then also
you gotta
probably
get, right.
kind of bisexual because...
And those are the chicks you gotta dump like immediately once you find out they're feminist.
And then
what? Those are the words and opinions of Mr. G Money.
Right, this
not
does not reflect anybody else but me.
Hey, listen to me.
Questions,
please do not complain to TRBURN02 about this guy.
Are you like hungry about for emails?
Nah.
Well, I'm getting back to the point.
I'm tired of all that spam.
I was just kidding.
Trying to make my penis bigger.
The thing was.
Well, I guess we just got pulled off the air.
Obviously, Moulton's idea for the lie detector and the cuff that went with it's synonymous with the lasso of truth.
Yeah,
right.
Obviously,
the golden lasso of truth.
The golden lasso.
Yeah, don't get that wrong.
That's right. I'm sorry.
What's the matter with
some of the most sought after comics in history are Wonder Woman, Headlight, and Bondage covers.
Wow,
that's what they're called in the collecting.
Fantastic
trade.
So I'm really glad to see. Her
not in
finally
bondage.
Finally being portrayed in a
positive light
into a broader audience.
You mean the one Wonder Woman, the only woman that could carry Superman's baby if he could have babies?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I noticed though that they don't really spotlight the Golden Lasso of Truth.
It's there.
I saw it, it's but you're there. Right. They don't.
A lot of it is the shield. Yeah.
No pun intended. She does not whip it out. That's for sure. So.
She keeps that Lorca in place.
Correct, sir. What did you think of Suicide Squad?
I liked it. I'm not super familiar with the comics, so I'm.
To be honest, not a lot of people are. Yeah. I don't think. Yeah. So if we're honest, that's nothing new.
I think that's a good thing that DC's been going through. Like a lot of even the Flash show, we kind of commented on it earlier that they pull all these B characters because nobody cares what happens to their origins.
Right.
When they show up on screen, it's like, good point. What is that guy?
Good point.
The turtle.
Right.
Oh.
You mean that was an actual character? And then,
yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's kind of neat that Suicide Squad, I mean, although they're all maniacal, but they do, you know, it's characters that people aren't familiar with.
Right.
A lot of them, anyway.
So are you interested now in Suicide Squad?
Not particularly. I think that they're trying to do an Avengers thing,
right?
With their villains,
a super group,
which is cool.
It's a rogues gallery. That's smart. I think it's smart. I think it's a good idea.
I feel like them introducing this movie so early on is a way to tie all the because Captain Boomerang is a Flash, you know, enemy,
right?
And I think they're having rogues from each person's gallery so that they have an excuse, you know, later on.
Yeah.
All the villains have met each other,
so they can cross paths. Yeah, correct, makes perfect sense. Now, Gannon. You are our DC. You and I are both DC comic book. You could call us fanboys. We have an affection for DC comic books and characters. What is your take on the special and what we're going to get in the DC cinematic universe?
Make mine Marvel.
Ouch.
Wow.
No, I mean, you know,
that's a very good endorsement.
As I've said before, this particular special, it's strange in that they're holding back on the Batman vs Superman stuff because I think at this point we've seen so much. So
yeah,
that's
kind
of good. I mean, the only new footage we got is very, very small snippets of stuff. Which is fine. The Wonder Woman stuff, I'm actually really surprised we saw stuff this early because they're still shooting. So it's kind of impressive they already have something to show. It'll be interesting to see how much of that doesn't actually make it to the final film.
Right.
Because when you show stuff this early, if it's something they decide to not use, you'll remember, like, oh, but I remember seeing this scene from the feature that's not there.
Correct.
Wasn't surprised to see a 300-style fight sequence.
Right.
Which I always actually thought Zack Snyder would have been a smarter idea to do a Wonder Woman film off of 300. Like, if you just took 300 and made about their mascara, that would have been a great Wonder Woman movie.
They are a band of warrior women. That's very true.
Same notion. But, you know, you'd just be making like a spiritual successor to 300. So I like myself from Wonder Woman. Suicide Squad on the opposite end, I was kind of blown away because the first trailer we ever saw was a totally different tone, a totally different kind of movie they were selling you.
It was dark.
It was dark. It was foreboding. Like, the music to it was creepy. You know, it seemed like the Joker was the presence in that trailer, and then they show him at the end. This one, they even showed Batman in that trailer, which even I thought, though, even though if you're an internet person, you follow all the press for it, you already know Batman's in it. But for the casual person that doesn't know Batman's in it, this new trailer was the perfect one.
No, you're... Yeah, I never thought about
because
that.
Because if you're a casual fan and you don't... I was actually really surprised to see the second trailer not have anything to do with Batman in it.
Right.
Because you would think, if you're trying to sell this movie, you'd put that, your biggest known character in there, but I like that they took him out.
Right, and they focused on the Suicide Squad.
Yeah, and as Format was saying, there's a lot of color. Right. Very eye-catching, the way that the use of color is very eye-catching. You don't get that out of the first trailer.
Right.
Which is why when David Ayer was saying that the second trailer is really more in tone with the movie that he's making, I really get a better sense of that this time around.
And for some reason, that the Bohemian Rhapsody from Queen in the trailer was actually really kind of, now you know what kind of tone this is going to be. It's a little bit off the rails, it's a little bit operatic, it's got this good tone to it.
Even crazier than that, though, this movie seems leaps and bounds more fun than Batman vs. Superman.
It does, you're right.
Because Batman vs. Superman seems very epic, but it also seems very, very serious. Yeah, it doesn't seem like there's any sense of humor to Batman versus Superman whatsoever.
Right.
You know, maybe there's just no room to get away with that in that kind of a story.
Right.
Suicide Squad, on the opposite end, looks like it actually has a sense of humor. Strangely enough, Suicide Squad is probably going to be the most Marvel the DC movies are going to get.
Wow.
Like, I would almost say, based on the trailer alone, that the Suicide Squad movie might even... maybe not outperform Guardians, but this would be their Guardians of the Galaxy.
It might even be a stronger film
than Guardians. We don't know that, but we'll see.
David Ayer, as a director, just to give you guys a bit of insight, he's very much a director that is... he's very hard-nosed. If you've ever seen any of his movies, say, like... He did Training Day. He wrote Training Day. Had Antoine Fuqua direct that. He did Street Kings. He did... He did the movie called...
Didn't he do End of Watch?
He did Sabotage. He did End of Watch with Jake Gyllenhaal. So he's very...
he did Fury.
His movies are very procedural. That's his thing. So I'm very interested to see what kind of movie Suicide Squad is going to be.
It came across as the kind of movie that you throw somebody a bunch of money, give them all the best toys, and they go out and they have fun. Which is exactly the kind of movie that they got here.
Yeah.
As we said before, with Joker and Harley Quinn, it's a little bit of a bummer to not get the accent in there. But you got to remember, Margot Robbie is still coming off of Wolf of Wall Street, where she already had that accent. So you kind of don't want her to repeat that, is what I think they're going with. Because she'd just be carrying that over to a crazy character. The spiritual sense of that character is still on screen, based on what we've seen.
Right.
Just she doesn't have the accent. Yeah, it's gonna be missed. But
she doesn't sound as ditzy without the accent, though.
She doesn't. But I mean,
that was part of the reason I liked her is that
right.
The only reason I could believe somebody would go along with the Joker and love them so much is if they were a little stupid. I think she's gonna seem a little too smart in this movie.
I think there's a separation.
Oh, why? Because she's a woman. I'm just kidding. Sorry. I just thought I'd take
I think there's actually a separation between those two. I think her origin story ties to him, but maybe she's just not. She's just not stuck on him anymore.
For sure.
Because they do that in the books, too.
Todd?
They do that a lot, where she'll be tied to him, and then she'll be like, forget Mr. J.
Forget Mr. J, yeah.
A lot of back and forth.
Can we get a little bit of the Harley Quinn accent again? just because.
Mr. J.
I don't know.
That's pretty good. It just sounds like Christopher Walken. It amuses me.
And one thing nobody mentioned yet was Jason Momoa.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
He didn't really show us anything, though.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah, I know, but he interviewed on it.
It showed a lot of drawings of the white Aquaman.
Yeah, they showed the Arthur Curry.
That's right. Yeah. If I may, let me share my impressions really quick with you guys, and then we can get out of here, because it's just about time for us to go.
Oh, you do a Christopher Walken, too?
I do not. but... here's the thing, is that I think the Suicide Squad looks much better than it did, and now I'm very interested. I thought that Batman v Superman is still in a stasis for me. I'm not more excited or less excited than I was. I'm kind of in a stasis with it. But I will say this, I'm very interested with just seeing the drawings of the Green Lantern Corps. I'm very interested that we got to see a first shot of the new Flash in Ezra Miller. We got to see a picture of that.
What'd you think of the costume? You saw the plates?
The plates. He had plates. He looked big.
Saw his gloves that have fingerless tips to it, which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So that's very interesting. But I think what I really liked about it was, in my opinion, and for all of the local folk that are watching, local boy Jason Momoa is Aquaman. He plays Arthur Curry.
We'll let that one slide because they're putting Momoa in there.
Right, exactly. And I think that he'll be a good Aquaman. I think it will work.
The best Aquaman.
The first
Aquaman.
I've always had a special place in my heart for Aquaman in the DC universe. I think it's just because I always felt bad for him that he always gets ragged.
Well, I thought he had great powers, and that's the thing is he just like Pauly Shore. Enjoy Pauly Shore movies, okay? Unfortunately, the guy's name became a punchline.
Yes.
Same like Aquaman. Great concept for a character, awesome powers.
It's the Super Friends cartoons that tarnished it, though.
Oh, totally. Yeah, no doubt.
It's nothing else, honestly. Because, sure, yeah. as a character in the book, there's nothing to make fun of. I mean, he's the king of the seven seas.
Yeah,
Grant Morrison has a great freaking sequence in one of the Justice League books where Armageddon's happening. And Aquaman storms on the shore. There's all these armies coming up approaching him. He's just like, I'm the ruler of the seven seas. That amounts to this much landmass as well. Want to pick a fight with Atlantis, go ahead. It's dope, because you don't really think about it that way. Right. But what he controls is a lot more than you would think.
I really like the transformation of him in the comic when he becomes King Neptune, almost. esque, and I really like that.
I just want to get the water hand.
Very, yeah, strong, powerful character.
I want the water hand.
I really like that. It's pretty awesome. So
I've always been a Jason Momoa fan. Can I just say that, like,
Jason Momoa? Listen,
could anybody do Khal Drogo? Like, bless you. That was
Game of Thrones. Throwing Game of Thrones and his performance out. Throwing what? That performance out. No, listen.
We're removing that from the equation.
Right, let's removing that from the equation.
What about Conan?
Conan the Barbarian is, without a doubt, his best performance, in my opinion.
I liked it.
I think he's a better Conan than Arnold Schwarzenegger was. That's just my opinion.
Wow.
Yeah. That's how good I think.
I thought it was a great Conan. I'm sad he didn't continue the series. Yeah. But that was.
How come he made no cultural impact with that character whatsoever?
You know, it's so weird that he didn't.
Because you're the only person I've ever heard say.
You know
that.
Why he?
I like the movie too.
I thought the fact
it's
is,
hard to
is
make there's cultural impact
not not saying
too.
Anything bad about the movie whatsoever. But I'm just speaking in terms of like the public consciousness and
I know,
like the fact
right?
that like
but
people
it's not fair
copy his lines so much from the original Schwarzenegger film. People still quote the original Schwarzenegger film, regardless of his performance.
Point
it still made an impact with people at large.
It's very hard to make an impact nowadays.
Most people don't even remember there is a Conan remake.
My thing was that he really had the opportunity to show what Conan does in the books, and that was he really portrayed his anger well, and how much he. You know how Conan in the original Arnold Schwarzenegger, he would essentially say about what was his famous line about
what is best in life?
No, what is best in life? That whole speech about
seeing your enemies driven before you and you're in the lamentations of the women.
The lamentation of the women. Mm-hmm. That was just words for Arnold Schwarzenegger in that movie, and it seemed like Jason Momoa lived his character of Conan lived that. That's what I liked about it. What were you going to say, Bernardi? Pasta King?
I like the new Conan movie so much. I thought that when I went to see the new movie, I thought that it looked like a Frazetta painting. I thought that even
Frazetta, of course, the painting.
Which
of,
ironic you mentioned that because Frazetta Conan? Is who basically created the look of
yes,
Conan
the Barbarian. Yes,
we know is because when originally Robert Howard.
Yeah,
when he first created Conan.
Right. Ronnie
not,
Howard.
Ronnie Howard.
You're right.
I thought
you're
it was
right.
Robert Howard.
Is it Robert Howard?
No, it is.
I think it's Ron E. Howard.
I thought it was too, but I think for some reason that sounds correct.
It's Robert
E. Either I'm mixing up with L. Ron Hubbard.
It's Robert E. Howard.
L. Ron.
It's L. Ron Hubbard.
L. Ron Howard.
We all had it wrong.
L. Ron Hubbard.
It's L. Ron Howard. Anyway, the guy who created Conan.
Enron created Conan.
You did not look how Frazetta had presented him.
Correct.
That was from Frazetta's own mind.
I think that.
And the character grew around that.
And I think that it's hard to make an impact with that fantasy type movie when it came out, because when Conan came out in the 80s, we didn't have very many fantasy movies.
Right.
Sure we did. So seeing somebody like Arnold Schwarzenegger in that kind of setting was completely new, and I think that because it was a little bit more revolutionary at the time.
Yeah.
I think it made a lot of impact, just going back to what Gannon was saying.
And it finally made way for Beastmaster, so we can all rejoice.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And then
Beastmaster was great.
It was.
And after Conan, we got Beastmaster, we got He-Man, we got Game of Thrones, and then...
we got Mannequin 2.
Dungeon...
That's on the move.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Sticking with the medieval theme.
We got Splash... No, I don't know. What are we talking about?
Well,
I
don't know.
You said if it wasn't for Conan movies in the 80s, we wouldn't have any fantasy movies.
I'm saying we got more because of success.
Let me interpret that.
I would say it made a strong mark that facilitated a lot of other
right,
ones.
And the only reason
that.
Why is because the one before that in fantasy would probably be, for me, Dragon Slayer, which was a huge movie for me, which I really liked. But I don't think that had... the same impact on culture as Conan did.
Like how fantasy are we talking? Because Dark Crystal was like 82.
Dark Crystal. Yeah. You make a valid
Legend,
point.
Legend was.
You make a valid point with those, but that's what I'm saying. Legend came after Conan, and the thing with Dark Crystal is that you put that in another category because of being Jim Henson,
yeah. mm-hmm.
and you almost don't even classify it as a fantasy movie because it
right.
is. It's
so
puppets.
Jim Henson is not fantasy.
No. But I mean, as a movie.
No, that's
movie.
What you said.
Not what I said.
Well, I hope you're watching, Jim.
Oh, man. I want to go back to what you said about cultural impact, though. It just struck me that. Khal Drogo did make that impact.
Yes, he did.
So it's, you know, Jason Momoa is capable of that. I just think it's unfortunate that some movies can, you know, fall by the wayside when they really are good.
I think that the marketing for that movie killed it. I don't think that it got.
No, you're right. It could have been.
But luckily, Jason Momoa had the chance to make his impact as Khal Drogo. So
yeah, that's it.
He's a very charismatic actor. I think he would have made a mark one way or the other.
Yeah, he would.
He's good in The Red Road.
Yeah, Red Rose.
Yeah, I've heard good things. Yeah, I haven't seen it myself, but I've heard good things.
Well, he used
about
to be in, like, my fiance was telling me she used to have a crush on him. He was on, like, Baywatch or something like
that.
Yeah,
he was also in Stargate, too.
Stargate. Sci-Fi channel Stargate, right? Yeah. The TV show.
Well, listen, here's the thing, guys. We all know Jason Momoa is going to be an awesome Aquaman. Listen, we got very little time left. We got to get out of here. Say goodbye to our radio and our television audience. It's been
deuces.
Real. We'll see you guys next week, same time, same nerd channel, for Alika, for Gannon, for Format, for Hennessy, for Todd Bernardi, the Pasta King, a.k.a. Christopher Walken, Harley Quinn, and Swan,
wow,
IMG Money. Peace out.
Harley Walken.
Much love. And most assuredly, always stay nerdy. Make sure you guys download the podcast and enjoy it on iTunes or Audio Boom or whatever aggregate you got. Until next time, aloha. Gentlemen, we're back.
What?
We are back.
We're back.
Gentlemen, we're really back now. Okay. All right. So, listen, that was the portion that we're going to test on Akaku Television, which will probably get us kicked off.
Why do we have to tell them that
that's
much?
That's,
they don't need to know that.
They probably don't even care.
They probably don't care, but this is our podcast time. We're on podcast time now. There's a couple more things I want to talk about. Of course, some new releases on video games and Blu-rays. Excuse me, more Blu-rays and video games. But we did get a couple other surprises this week that I thought were interesting. Yes, we did. You're not eating that, Alika, right now, are you? You son of a gun. Anyway, we got came out of nowhere. We got a sequel to Cloverfield.
It's the sequel we all asked for.
It is.
Yeah, I said, can you please make something about a bunker with John Goodman in it?
Yeah. Put some of that over here. I want some animal crackers. Put them over here. All right.
Didn't he
all
play
right,
the
awesome.
Gimp from Pulp Fiction?
John Goodman?
No.
I think you're thinking of a different John Goodman.
Because there's so many John Goodmans out there.
I was just thinking,
it's a common name.
There's a. That's a bunker, right? That qualifies as a bunker.
No.
It's a basement?
That's a basement
or
of torture.
A dungeon. Sex
or a
dungeon.
Or dungeon of terror.
Yeah.
That's what I think. So, getting back to point, we did get Cloverfield.
Wait, how did we get off point?
I didn't see the original Cloverfield, so are we supposed to believe this is like concurrent or after?
Well,
it's a prequel. It's J.J. Abrams. He got tired of making sequels, so it's a prequel now.
So what episode is this?
That before, yeah.
Right. It's Nick, it's issue 10. Zero.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well.
Episode zero.
No, I haven't seen anything. I'm just talking. I haven't seen the trailer.
I know they call it
the movie.
Something Cloverfield Lane or something?
Yeah, it's called 10 Cloverfield Lane.
So now, I'm guessing that's an address.
Yes. But here's the thing. Bernardi, have you never seen the original?
Yeah, so don't spoil it for me.
Okay.
I've never seen the original. Camera the whole day?
Yeah, it's found footage.
Yes,
yeah,
it's a found footage movie. Okay,
yeah,
so
the Blair Witch.
Let me talk to somebody who knows. Alik, no, Gannon.
Yeah.
So 10 Cloverfield Lane came out of nowhere. This is obviously...
Not only did it come out of nowhere, it's like coming out in like less than 2 months.
Yeah, it was secretly made, apparently.
Like, when's the last time do you ever remember that happening, where a movie you didn't even know was coming out just shows up?
Not since the 90s.
Probably not for like 20 or some odd years.
I'm saying not since the 90s. So what's your take on this thing?
I was excited about it until I started digging in more to it. And what I had read kind of makes it a little alarming, if any of it pans out to be true, is that a Reddit user had done a story talking about that Paramount has this subdivision called, I think it's Insurge or something like that. And then they had a bunch of projects that were like in the works or in the can or done. This movie was one of them. And they basically bought this movie as a low-budget thriller film that had been made under the title, I think either Valencia or a different title like that. So they bought this film as part of this acquisition, and they didn't know what else to do with it. And they literally went back and reshot some stuff to make it a Cloverfield sequel.
Oh!
So this movie never started off as a Cloverfield sequel, and then some stuff... Now, granted, none of this has been confirmed. But this Reddit user claims that that's what the story is behind this movie.
You're my source, man.
Again, this is from Reddit. There's only so much stock you can put
solid
into
source.
The well, gospel.
We
truth.
All know that internet doesn't lie. About
yeah,
anything.
I mean it's just as trustworthy as a Wikipedia page. But that's this guy put in a lot of what seemed like direct insider information that they screamed at Paramount and all this other stuff. But Mary Elizabeth Winstead did an interview talk about you know that she knew what movie she was making and stuff like that. So who knows?
She was in the first one.
No, she wasn't.
Oh, no, I'm thinking that's
Odette Houston was in the first one.
Right, and Lizzie Kaplan.
Who explodes in the first one.
She right.
Spoilers, if you haven't, for the guys that haven't seen it.
Well, sorry, Todd.
Oh, sorry, Todd wasn't even listening. He's on his freaking phone.
No, but, I was listening. You guys were talking about the actresses, and now I know the whole plot.
All at once. Wow.
But I mean, but also strangely, if it turns out to actually be a legit sequel, it would be strange that they did a straight sequel to a film from almost 10 years ago with more accomplished, well known actors, whereas the first one was made with lesser known actors.
Now I'm interested to see what the original script was.
We'll probably never find out. Huh. You know what I mean? Because if this story is true, then it does mean that they went back and shot some new footage. To make it a Cloverfield sequel.
Wow.
That apparently a large percent of the movie takes place in this bunker, like you see in the trailer, and then when she goes up to see what happened up there, that's where we find out what was going on outside.
The monsters have taken over.
For me, I would prefer to believe that it is a straight Cloverfield sequel, because I like the first Cloverfield. I bought into all the hype
too.
As everyone else. I liked all the viral stuff that was going on with it. So I prefer to believe that it's a straight up Cloverfield sequel. But I guess we'll just have to wait and see what exactly we're getting in March.
Absolutely.
That's kind of, but again, I still like that we just got a big surprise like that. Like, I forgot what that feeling was like to see a trailer. I mean, granted, it was on the internet, not at a theater, but I forgot what that feeling was like to see a trailer for something you didn't had no idea was coming at all.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. But the original, what did it do, like, as far as box office when it came out?
Oh, it was a big success, yeah. Considering was it was a low-budget movie. It was a very low-budget movie.
I didn't hear a lot of good things about it at the time, and the shaky camera work.
Everybody had a problem with that. I'm the only one that didn't. I didn't have an issue with it. It was the whole point of the movie, don't you think?
Yeah.
I wouldn't go see it in the theater.
They're creating the experience of what it would be like to actually be in the middle of all of it.
Running and filming.
Yeah.
Todd, if you're going to talk for this next hour, you're going to have to do it with the voice. Okay.
With the Mr. J walking voice?
Yeah, you're going to have to. Sorry.
Does he have to? Because it sounds worse the longer he carries on.
It's not a good walk-in.
Oh, good.
It's
not a good Quinn either. That's what I'm saying. I like
both
it.
Both are bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like it.
Not to mention, the longer you do the impression, the more it falls apart.
Mm-hmm. Point taken.
Because you're going to run into words that you're not going to know what it's going to sound
like.
Could
you start off like that and then taper off?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Start off and then just taper off. That'd be great.
He means wow. The voice.
That's all you get, man.
That's good.
It's not a movie I would go see in the theater. There you go. It's terrible.
That's good. That's good. So here's my question. Now, I know you never saw the sequel. Here's the thing. I want to know is that...
You never saw the original.
The sequel's not out yet.
Excuse me. The original. Is Cloverfield something you'd be interested in? Are you a fan found footage guy?
No.
What did I just say?
No.
Thank you. Not really.
No?
No.
Do you...
Awesome.
Okay. So...
You can only get so much mileage out of this,
Jay. No, I like it.
You're kind of driving in the ground already.
I know, sorry.
Mr. J.
Are you...
Mr. J.
I like it better than the invented sexual position bit.
I know, right?
This one I can handle.
Yeah. So are you?
Who doesn't like a good walk-in?
He doesn't, right? That's what I'm saying.
Well, this is nothing like a good walk-in.
Yeah, I could go for a bad walk-in too.
Yeah, good too.
Well, if you want a bad walk-in, come over here.
So my question:
you stick with me, guys.
So, are you interested at all in this kind of movie? It is, ironically enough, it is a sci-fi fantasy film about a monster and a found footage movie. Is that something that interests you guys, or
is it a found footage movie?
We don't know if this one's not.
This one isn't. It's not.
This one isn't.
No,
right?
but I'm talking about the original.
My ears, when I see movies like this, my ears perk up, and I really want to see it. But then I never end up going to see it. Like Super 8, I really wanted to see.
Good movie. I like it.
It's actually not bad.
Wait, we're not talking about Super 8. No, I'm just
like same with Cloverfield. It looked great, but I didn't go see it ever. Surprising. Like so, it's these things really pique my interest. So in theory, I thought I would like them, but it's nothing I make the effort to go see.
Okay, now do you not see them because why then? If that's the case, because I think that Cloverfield deserves a little merit for what it did, especially now that we're going to get a sequel. Now, don't you think you should go back and see it?
Yeah, I mean, I saw Blair Witch in the theater, so I was actually like scared.
I saw Blair Witch too.
And so did I.
Well, wow. No, the reason I say that is because for a found footage movie to have to get me at all,
right?
I have to not know what a found footage movie is. Like, and I did not at that point know what a found footage movie was.
Did
so Blair
you
Witch
see
actually
Apollo
scared
18?
No, did you see Apollo? He's right.
No, I didn't. Don't. No, I heard that. Yeah, it's the one with the monster on
it.
Yeah,
it's one of the more clever ones in the like, sure. conceit, but what it turns out to be
sucks.
I'm sure, yeah.
What it turns horrible. Out to be just sucks.
It was terrible.
I'm going to spoil it for you right now. Space rocks are killing everybody.
Yeah, it is. It's space. It literally That's, is.
I'd rather really I'd is. Rather spoil no. it for you now than make it
Wow.
<freaking space.
laughs> You just ruined movie night for format.
That's it.
But yeah, you know, and I've said
really?
This, I've said this on I said it 100
space
times.
Space rocks.
The problem with found footage movies all run into the same problem. Why are they still filming?
Right.
But you have no narrative if they don't keep the damn camera rolling.
Correct.
So it's rare to find a movie that finds a good reason why they would keep filming.
You know what was a really good
Cloverfield
found footage?
Cloverfield has a problem with that.
Correct.
It's really hard for them to justify why they're still filming.
At least in the original, T.J. Miller was filming because he was fascinated.
But
with
towards
it.
The end of it,
oh, yeah.
especially when they're in the collapsing building, you're just like, why is he still filming?
Yeah, no, you're right. You're absolutely right.
At a certain point, self-preservation has to kick in.
Yeah.
Especially if you're supposed to be buying into the realism of the movie. But then again, you don't have an ending.
Correct. Good point. Now, for you, Alika, this is a film that is going to be coming out of literally nowhere for you.
Yeah, I didn't see the original.
So, 10 Cloverfield Lane stars John Goodman.
That's the only reason I'd go to see it
Mary
right now is John Goodman.
Mary Elizabeth Winstead, and I don't know who the other cat
I remember they said his name, and I can't remember what it is.
Yeah, I can't remember what it is either. But this is a big, like I said.
The
and
girls from Paranormal Activity 4.
Gannon is right, though, because this is something that hasn't happened in forever, and I think that's bigger than the actual movie. Like they've shocked everybody. There's so much going on.
The trailer itself is made to look like it was a bootleg.
Yes.
Like in the trailer, it looks like somebody shot it off of a screen, and that's what they released officially.
Right.
But I like just that bit.
Yeah,
like,
it was smart.
You know what I mean? I like the marketing, the viral aspect of what they're doing. I'm just a little worried that, like, from what I've read, if it's not actually what it was meant to be, it's supposed to be a whole other film.
And I really like the update of the Tommy James song, I Think We're Alone Now.
What
Fantastic.
Do you mean, update?
That was not, apparently that wasn't Tommy James. I thought that was a re-record. I thought that was somebody else.
Isn't that spooky. The original version of that
is it?
Song?
All right. I'm
pretty sure it is.
Because it sounded
I just
good.
Remember reading a lot of stuff online, on the comment section. If you look at the trailer comment section, one guy was literally like, I like this trailer for no other reason than to realize I had no idea that that wasn't Tiffany's song.
Unbelievable. What the hell is wrong with everybody? Good God.
Child Think about 80s. It, though. I mean, if you're a child of the 80s, you probably never heard that song until Tiffany did it.
Mm-hmm. Tommy James and the Shondells,
Yeah,
baby.
But back in the day, our parents had the decency to make you listen to the original song.
Right.
You're doggone right. That's why I listen to Nat King Cole and Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin and Sammy Davis Jr.
That's because you're old,
That's because I am old. Thanks for pointing that out. This is where Christopher Walken chimes in and goes,
you're so.
No, wow.
Wow.
I'm not going to do that.
He's not a chimp. He's not a chimp. He's not going to do it on command. Chimp.
I'm only going to do it when I'm interrupting someone.
Fine, fine.
Interrupting walking.
He's going to do it when it's...
Wow!
That's much better. So, 10 Cloverfield Lane, big shocker this week. We're going to get a sequel to Cloverfield.
And very soon.
Which we never thought we'd
just
get.
Just weeks before Batman v Superman. So.
Yes, sir. Uh-oh.
This is something nerdy that I saw that I wanted to talk about.
By the way, you need to shave, Alika. Are you okay?
I need to do nothing.
Oh, okay.
He's not talking about your face.
Oh.
I don't know how you could tell, but... Anyways. Yes,
go ahead.
Wow.
I saw recently that Quentin Tarantino stated as a fact that all of his movies are in a shared universe.
I was just
And as
to
a
say.
Comic book nerd and Quentin Tarantino fan, that is like the best thing I've ever heard in my life.
So that would mean that you could literally make his movies into comic books.
Well, here, I mean, he
said it's all in one universe?
That's what he said.
In the same, so, there's two, man. But it's two universes, okay? So, there's the Red Dead universe.
It's not the same.
It is. Trust me, listen to this.
Wow.
Can I say dick now?
He hit the watch.
You can't.
Up his...
That's the interesting connection.
Yeah, he's walking.
It's good.
No, but, so... There's the regular world where the regular people in his universe live, and then there's another. There's the other universe.
The movies that those people
they watch as movies. So, like Dusk Till Dawn and Kill Bill were movies that the people in his universe would go watch.
Kill Bill.
Interesting.
Kill Bill would have been the movie that Marcellus Wallace's wife would have been in. Theoretically.
Because when she described Fox vs. 5, that's the plot of Kill Bill.
It's not exactly, it was close.
The assassins, the deadly female assassins and all that.
It's very, very close.
But also,
it's going to be really awkward when all the Sam Jacksons meet.
But this, they didn't say this.
Oh, man.
He didn't say this in his interview, but I'm assuming that all those collaborations he did with Rodriguez are always also movies that they go see in their universe, like Grindhouse and Death Proof.
All I'm hearing out of this is that Tarantino now has to Phantom Menace Samuel Jackson into From Dusk Till Dawn.
Yes, he's going to have to.
Like, stick him in the bar scene somewhere.
That would be interesting. You're right.
It wouldn't, but it'd be funny.
I think it'd be awesome. It'd be awesome.
That'd be really distracting. You're watching From Dusk Till Dawn, like, normally out of nowhere, Samuel Jackson. Or you just take out Cheech Marin in that epic scene outside and have Samuel Jackson do that whole thing.
Oh, yeah. No, you couldn't. Cheech Marin is too good at that. I think he's too good at
that.
You
tell me you wouldn't want to hear Samuel Jackson saying all those lines.
I think I like Cheech too much, that's why. Maybe that's my
problem. Doesn't love Cheech? Yeah. But who wouldn't want to hear Samuel Jackson say what Cheech was saying?
Point taken.
What
point
was Cheech saying?
We can't say it on this, apparently.
Yeah.
Wasn't he talking about cats?
All right, everybody. YouTube Cheech Marin's speech outside of the Trinity Twister in...
Nice save.
Wow.
That's very good. Very good. Now, if this is the case, if Quentin's movies are within the same shared universe, right, that means he's got two more left. So does he make...
And one of them is going to be a Kill Bill 3.
That's what he says.
He needs to stop saying he's going to retire.
Yeah,
I really do. I think he should...
I hope he never retires.
Every director that says they're going to retire keeps working. I think instead of saying they're going to retire, just focus on the next movie they're doing. Just, you know, if that's the last thing they do, that's the last thing they do.
He said he wants to do 10 because he said that's all he has in him. And he says...
He's still a young director.
He is, but
it.
He said he wants to direct plays.
Ugh.
That's what he said.
I would go see those plays. Mother effer.
But here's the thing, is that
very small audience you're aiming at, though.
Although Hateful Eight is getting critically well-received, audiences aren't responding to it the way some of his other movies are. This is pretty close to Jackie Brown as far as...
It's not as fun of a movie, that's
correct.
Why. It's not a movie for everybody. You really have to love specifically Tarantino. It's not a Tarantino movie you can sell to anybody.
No.
Hateful Eight's very specifically aimed...
Very...
Especially,
Professor Barry. Pulp Fiction is a much more entertaining film that you could sell to almost anybody because there's a lot to get into.
Yeah,
Reservoir Dogs is not the same. Reservoir Dogs is like a single location movie where all these people come in and out of one location.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You could not sell that movie to everybody at all.
Right.
You know, and Jackie Brown is very niche. It's very specifically for one, for lack of a better way, an era of movies. Like, even though it's supposed to be set now, it comes across as a 70s film. You couldn't sell that to everybody. Kill Bill is an action film, though. You could sell that to anyone. Which is why I think a lot of fans that like Kill Bill Volume 1 did not like Volume 2 because it's so dialogue heavy. There's almost no action in Kill Bill Volume 2. So that's a prime example of why certain films crack for Tarantino and others don't. Hateful Eight belongs to those, like, you really have to be a hardcore Tarantino fan like that movie.
Right.
Also,
right.
I mean, it would be a good play because it's a single.
Absolutely.
Same with Reservoir Dogs.
No, but that's what I'm saying, is that that's the reason why he is, that's why he's interested in doing plays, because he wants to take them on the road.
But he said a lot. He said he wants to make a straight-up horror film at one point. Yeah. He wants to make a film set in Australia, and then, you know, he said he might have another Western in him. He's talking about another Kill Bill 3. That's four movies right there. That's way past the 10 that he's talking about.
Yeah, he's up to 8.
I think all these filmmakers need to stop limiting themselves to a number, or because they only got a couple projects in their heads, and just focus on those two. If you make something else later, you make something else later.
Yeah.
I think he should make a spinoff from Pulp Fiction.
Off of?
Just Christopher Walken.
Gotcha, I figured that's what we're
I always wanted about. Him to make the Vega Brothers film, but those guys are getting way too long in the tooth to go back to that now.
I would love to see that, that'd be fantastic.
He always talks about that, but I think he spent too much time getting to it that those guys are too old.
Yeah, Quentin's movies are always compelling because of they build good characters in them.
Get so. Michael B. Jordan.
You could. You definitely no. could. Well, listen, here's
Vincent
the thing.
Vega, played by Michael B. Jordan.
Here's the thing.
That's the way we say his name, right?
Yes.
That's how it is now.
Something like
it
that.
It has
now.
Been
yeah,
said.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
By you.
This weekend, moving into another subject, this weekend was the premiere of a sequel to a semi-successful film starring Ice Cube and Kevin Hart called Ride Along 2.
Oh, yeah, I was totally into that.
Well, here's the thing.
I was so excited about the movie, I didn't even go.
Yeah, me too. Here's the thing. Its claim to fame right now is
it beat
the movie that shall not be named on this podcast. It beat that movie at
That's
the box
like saying
office.
You outran a senior citizen, though. You know what I mean? Like, when somebody doesn't have anything left to race for anymore,
yeah,
like,
right.
they've already done all the races they could possibly do.
Point taken.
Now you're going to brag
bet,
that you knocked
I
that
bet
one
that
down?
Other movie that will not be named still didn't make a lot of money, though.
It came in number 3.
Wow.
Wait till that movie right there comes
And that's
out,
like
you
know, a wow from me. That's not
three.
Even
that's not a wow from walking.
That's not even a walking wow.
That's not a walking wow, man.
I'm Mr. Walking.
A walking wow.
A walking wow.
There's the name of this podcast.
That's it. That is it.
The walking wow.
Walking wow. That's awesome. The only reason I
Mr. Walken's wow.
Mr. Walken's wow.
Mr. Walken's big wow.
The only reason I bring up
Mr. Walken's thick wow.
Are you guys still
What are we still talking about?
That's
I
so
love
great.
That we named the podcast on the podcast.
On the podcast.
Like, we just discussed the title while we're doing the podcast.
It's amazing. Here's the thing. Is that the only reason I bring this up, is because of one thing. It is stupid. That's why I wanted to keep doing it. Here's the thing that I don't understand. I do not understand the fascination with Kevin Hart. I do not think he's funny.
I think he's funny.
I don't see how. I don't. I think he's.
I see how.
He can't rap. He can't play basketball. What else is he going to do?
Wow.
Wow.
That was super racial.
He's got this hyperactivity about him that doesn't seem to translate to funny.
He's an entertainer,
me.
Man.
He doesn't do anything. I didn't see Bill Murray.
Michael B. Jordan.
He's not doing anything I didn't see Eddie Murphy do back in the 80s. The whole fast talking mile a minute type of comedy,
but Eddie Murphy was quick witted and he was funny. This guy seems to rely on
that. Kevin Hart has a charm to him that people like. I don't personally like him, but I can see why other people like him.
Okay,
to be honest.
He's doing a movie with The Rock called Central Intelligence for the summertime.
He's doing a film with everybody.
It's pretty crazy. So I mean, just wondering what the fascination is.
He's got a lot of talent and a lot of energy.
I think he's got a really good agent.
And a really good agent.
I think people that represent him are selling him
hardcore.
He definitely plays the Hollywood game.
Yeah,
if you got a guy who's willing to work, why not sell him?
Right. Well,
Kevin Hart's like very hardworking when it comes to, you know, pumping out comedy specials. Usually when we have a comedian that we enjoy watching, they're like, you know, it takes them like 3 to 4 years to come out with a special. He's got one every year.
Point taken.
Are they just as strong as the previous years, though?
Because it has to take
3 or 4 years in between. Like George Carlin, came out really.
What Kevin
stuff
Hart
every
does
time.
Is not the thinking man's comedy.
It isn't,
and it doesn't require years to develop. So when he hits me with one every year, and it's all new material each time, I'm into it because all it is high paced, frenetic, like funny comedy.
But it's just as good for you as the last one.
Yeah, In fact, I hate to say this as a positive, but they kind of blend into each other. Like, I don't know which jokes come from which special.
That is definitely not a... That's definitely
but
not
no, it, but it is, because it means he's consistent, and I watch every one that he comes out with. I
but
laugh
that
every
kind
time.
Of comedy tends to wear thin, though. At least for me. It tends me to too. Wear thin I'm after a while, because, yeah, I mean, every comedian that starts off strong in that kind of sense, they trail off, because after a while you realize...
That's the other thing is I watched him evolve as a stand-up before he was, you know, before he had so much acting roles and stuff. And you really watch him grow into his skin. So it's not like something he's going to wear. I feel like he's hit his stride.
If he can evolve, then he'll be fine. Yeah, absolutely.
And he's evolved as a good actor so far. Like, I think a lot of this...
Well,
like, he's doing TV.
Good, I hope so.
He's doing TV, like, it's... What is it? The Real House Dads of whatever...
The comedy show he's doing
with Chris Rock and all that.
Whatever the hell.
Yeah, and that's actually pretty entertaining, a show with...
I've seen it on Netflix. I don't watch it.
Yeah. What is it? Who's that Beast Move?
Beyonce.
No. Beast Move, that guy. The guy that's in those commercials?
Yeah.
Those, like, realtor commercials?
Yeah,
or whatever.
And Chris Rock and Kevin Hart and some...
That's
you know,
it. That makes
some
sense.
Some great comedians.
The only reason why I even brought it up was
Smooth,
because J.B. That's it. J.B. Smooth. That's his name. Only reason I bring it up because, I mean, I didn't even know that movie even required a sequel. That was the thing for me.
Like, I didn't see the first one. And I'm not going to apologize for all the Kevin Hart movies or whatever. I'm sure half of them are god-awful. But as a
just like Adam
I think
Sandler.
He's, yeah. And I'll go see an Adam Sandler movie. I watched The Ridiculous Six and it wasn't that bad to me, so.
Wow.
As far as Adam Sandler movies go.
That's amazing. I would never.
I think the last Adam Sandler movie before that I saw and enjoyed was Spanglish.
I didn't even see that.
Spanglish was
you
pretty good.
You know what,
good.
Though I did see Funny People, and that one actually is pretty good.
That one's a good one too.
Funny People actually is.
Funny
good.
People is pretty good. It's a drama.
But that's
drama
him
too.
In his most restrained.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. Now, listen. Before we get out of here. Okay, because I think we've run this well dry, thanks to Christopher Walken.
I think we're going to get charged with animal cruelty for beating that dead horse.
That was a great
so
horse to beat.
I don't have to ever do it again.
No, I want you to do it again. I want you to do it next week, too.
I'm not going to do it next
gosh,
week.
Gosh, dang it, man.
He's not going to show up next week.
I'm going on strike.
Oh, is he really?
He wants a pay raise if he's going to beat
you. Wow, that is amazing.
3,000%.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Whatever you're paying him now.
Pay raise that I got to come back to the show.
Right, that's what he wants. Now, there's another movie that has come out on Blu-ray today, on this Tuesday, that I wanted to talk about before we leave. There isn't any real games coming out. I mean, those are coming out next month, really. It's tax season now. I don't know if anybody's done their taxes.
Yeah, I didn't do mine yet.
Yeah, I did mine. Thank God I got that done. Ugh, so
working
happy.
On them.
Working on them right now. It's a pain in the butt.
Well, it's the first year the store's been open, so I'm like, more crap.
Yep, fine. Yep. See, and this is for me, this is the only reason why I vote for Ted Cruz. I want to do my taxes on a postcard.
You should have just voted for, what's that other guy who said the 999 tax plan?
Oh, that was a
Satan. Yeah, pretty much.
No.
The utter joke of a candidate who continued to campaign
even after he became a joke. Yeah. Gosh, I can't remember his
Trump.
Name.
Trump.
That guy too.
No, he's the chairman of like Domino's or something or whatever. Or the CEO of one of those big. Guys.
Yeah, something like that. I think
Papa
I can't
John.
Remember his name. No, not Papa John. Not Papa John.
Yeah, I can't even remember that.
So, look, here's what I'm saying. It's tax season. Not much money floating around until after tax season. There's a couple of good movies coming out. One being in particular one of the best movies of last year, according to most of us sitting at this table or those who have seen it. Straight Outta Compton comes out on Blu-ray today.
Yay.
And that comes out in an unrated...
Crazy Motor Scooter named Ice Cube.
That's right.
Written by the two whitest writers in Hollywood, apparently.
That's right.
It was like a big reveal at the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
Everybody was like, yeah, black movie. Oh, wow. We're clapping for the two white people on stage.
Which means they wrote all that dialogue. Does that make them racist?
That's right.
But that's the funny part, is there was not an issue... That there were two white writers in Straight Outta, like, until they went to go upset. Like, that was a huge reveal. Like, how did they keep that secret that long?
It's very cool to me. But I really like that movie a lot. It's coming out in unrated.
It takes two white guys to understand the plight of black musicians.
Yeah, black people don't understand their own plight.
Or they can't write, which is really horrible.
They've got too great a racial handicap
to
overcome.
Wow.
Was that...
I'm not even
was that not okay
I'm
to
not
say?
Gonna even like touch that. I can't believe I wouldn't touch that.
Well, why?
I know. Yeah,
what's the number to the store again? 808. If you've got any completion,
jeez,
please,
man. That's the kind of craft that gets us a strike on YouTube. That's the kind of stuff.
Wet
right
koala.
Wet koala. Well, I just the reason why I bring up Straight Outta Compton is because it's coming out in a director's cut, unrated director's cut. It's about
a half an hour.
Oh,
they're not
going to
release the PG-13 version?
No,
man,
we didn't talk about that, did we?
It's a half hour longer. I was going to get to that.
We get more of Easy E's career, solo career, please,
for the PG-13 version.
Yeah,
or that's
that,
hilarious.
That,
that's a part
that
of the PG-13.
Give me
version.
That.
So that is coming out. I'm really interested in seeing it because the longer that movie went, the more I was interested. I hope the extra footage is great. I can't wait to see. Did everybody get to see the?
I haven't seen it. I've been trying to talk Nadia into it.
I have a hard time justifying watching that movie because I've never been a big rap fan, let alone N.W.A.
I grew up on rap. I remember thinking to myself, how is my generation going to grow up with any brain cells listening to this crap? Like, I was listening to it going, there's no moral, they're just talking about killing people and everything. But I loved it, and it was great, and I was like, what is it going to be like when we're old people who are supposed to be, like, setting the example for children, and then we go sit down in our old grandpa chair, and we turn on some...
Yeah. Actual snuff film.
No, yeah. Now what happens is we get things like Chris Brown. And Beyonce and garbage.
Yeah, it's just Brown's completely a lack of substance.
Yeah,
crap.
He's making albums. His album was number one on iTunes for a long time, man. Or his new album.
My finger's so not on the pulse anymore.
Yeah, neither.
It's not worth feeling.
Neither is mine.
Yeah.
But
I put my fingers other places.
Yeah.
God dang, dude, it's insane. But yeah,
you stick him in the fluff, do you?
Yeah.
Whoa! Wow.
I really recommend for those of you sitting at this table that have not seen it, watch Straight Outta Compton. It is fantastic, yeah. And definitely worth your
watch.
Your
Paul
time.
Giamatti screw NWA out
is
of their life savings.
Is that all that came out?
And let me tell you, you don't even have to be a hip hop guy. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, that's the only big one. You don't even have to be a big hip hop guy because it's one of those movies where I'm not that big of a fan of N.W.A. I like Ice Cube. I like Dr. Dre, but I wasn't a huge fan of N.W.A. So, I mean, I like a couple songs, but that was about it.
I'm just going to hold out for the Guns N' Roses movie.
I don't think that's ever going to happen. So,
is it because they just got their third act?
It's possible.
I'm not going to call it their second act. This is their third act.
Oh, yeah.
The second act was the KFC bucket.
Yeah. We're also getting Everest on Blu-ray today. The one about Into Thin Air. I don't know if anybody saw that.
Didn't see it.
Neither did I. I wanted to see it. We're also getting Jim and the Holograms.
Woo!
Mm-hmm. Yeah! Oh, I'm going to go out and buy it.
Well, according to Barry, we should. We should watch it.
You know, it's when you think about that movie, and not to talk about that movie any more than we need to, but when you think about that movie again, it's like, it's actually not the failure everybody's making it out to be.
No, it's just because it didn't make any money.
It was made on a very small budget, so if you really think about it, the movie is actually going to actually probably make more money than people think.
I would assume so.
Not in the same sense as other films, but when you think about it, it's not really a loss to the studio that made it.
No, not really. Yeah.
Considering once you factor in, you know, television rights and streaming and international sales and everything else, that movie's actually going to probably profit if you think about it.
Well, once everything is all said and done, you could absolutely be right about that.
Yeah, because it was, really small budget, wasn't it? Like,
I think
bucks?
They're going to give it to Michael Bay to reboot.
Leave it to you.
That's my...
That would be the... That is your idea.
Do you think the gem might have hurt He-Man's chances of becoming a movie?
No, because they're already...
It's another 80s property.
They're already still producing He-Man, I thought.
They're not making it yet, though.
Dang,
until they pull
the
trigger on it, that movie's not going to happen.
Well, I do know this, and for those of you that are fans sitting at this table, or getting up from this table, they are remastering Masters of the Universe on Blu-ray.
That's the Dolph Lundgren film?
Yes.
It's been on Blu-ray.
No,
it's on Blu-ray.
No, they're remastering it.
That movie called for a remaster?
Listen.
What does that entail?
That's the first movie
I was
going to say,
because I have it on Blu-ray, and it looks pretty good. I can't imagine how much better it could
look. Apparently, they're going to touch up the picture. They're going to add
George Lucas is bringing in extras.
That's what I want to see more of Wildor's gross face.
Yeah.
Samuel Jackson's going to be screaming about all kinds of cats outside. Castle Grayskull.
Grayskull.
Maybe we'll get a CG Cringer in there.
Yeah, for sure.
If you throw in a battle cat, walking Cringer, in the background.
Battle cat.
Right.
Not even a battle cat. It's
digitally replace Wildor with Orko.
Yes.
It's a do-back. Nice.
I remember being so ripped off when there was no Orko, but there was Gwildor.
Oh, you know the story was behind that, right? Like, they didn't have the... Because that was a cartoon character, and they didn't have the rights to the cartoon characters that were made up for the cartoon.
But they had Man-at-Arms.
Man-at-Arms was made for the toys. The cartoons created their own characters. So Mattel, that had their own toys...
Man-at-Arms was a... Was a character in the cartoon.
When the toys first came out, Man-at-Arms was already in the series.
Right, he's saying
talking about the ones that were toys first?
Yeah, they had rights to the toy characters. The cartoon characters were made specifically for the cartoons.
So Orko wasn't the original
toy? No, not in the original run.
They did make an Orko toy, but they had to make a special agreement for that. Weird technical stuff like that.
I bet you that now we probably get Orko in the movie if it happens, and we'll probably get Shira.
Now the rights for everything is together DC's been doing their He-Man and Masters of Eternia and stuff.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So yeah, there's a couple movies to look out for. Pawn Sacrifice finally comes out this week. I know none of you know. It's about Bobby Fischer. Stars Tobey Maguire, aka Spider-Man.
Another movie about Bobby Fischer?
Yeah, it comes. I heard it's pretty good. I want to watch it myself, so I'm very interested.
So another chess movie.
Yeah, and then apparently one of your favorite movies.
So many.
Yeah, I know, right? I knew.
There's almost as many movies about him as there are Jesus.
Yeah, right. The Scout's Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse. Never saw it. I'm at a loss.
It's like another one of those cult movies.
It looks fun.
Caught onto it yet?
It looks fun. And then last but not least, one of your favorite movies, Sinister 2, is out on Blu-ray.
That was not a favorite of mine.
No,
I did not give that movie a winning endorsement at all.
Oh, I must have been thinking of another film.
Yeah.
It sucked, right?
It sucked.
It sucked bad.
It wasn't very good.
Wow.
Was it worse than the original?
Hey,
I
liked
the first one.
The first one was great.
Good. Okay.
Yeah. The first one was fantastic.
The first one was actually
wasn't like Sinister 6. The Sinister 6 has...
That would have been actually confusing if you think about it now. Like, if they actually made the Sinister 6 film...
Yeah, you're right.
Like, you know, what happened to...
Like, what happens when you shove all these movies? You know, right. And you don't split them up by genre and be like, okay, Sinister 1, 2, 6?
6. Right. You're going to put the big fat the in the middle, in the front of it. That's the only way it works, so...
I'm still waiting for Leonard 1 through 5.
I am, too. I can't wait.
I especially want that movie now.
There was no Leonard 1 through 5 then.
No.
Never was.
But Leonard, there were two Leonard movies. There was
just one.
Leonard Part 6. That was it?
That was it.
I thought there was a sequel to Leonard Part 6.
No.
What was it called?
I thought it had some weird, like, Leonard. Okay, no.
Leonard Part 6.
Leonard Part 6.
That was the only one of that movie?
Yep.
The two.
I remember seeing that as a kid and asking my mom. Like,
Leonard Awakens, Episode 7.
You know,
I gotta go back and watch it because I really don't remember.
My favorite thing about that movie is that it disparages the image of vegans and how evil they actually are. That's what I love about that movie. So
we'll leave it to Bill Cosby to
wage a righteous war. We should do a commentary for that.
Ooh, we should.
Oh. Is it on DVD?
I bet we could get paid from the Cosby Camp to do a commentary.
Listen, I don't think the Cosby Camp
would
be kind of
hard
to
talk about that movie without ever bringing
it up. Oh, yeah. There'd be no way.
Yeah.
I'm down. If anybody can find a copy, I'm down. I am totally down for doing that movie for sure.
So we're getting Bill Cosby here?
Yeah, right.
Probably wouldn't take much to
right
get him
after
to come down.
Right after his arraignment.
Don't let him give you any drugs.
Right after his arraignment.
So
we're
pills
have
or liquids?
They'll be like, all right, guys, before we start, I brought you guys these drinks. Let's all have a good time.
Just go ahead and drink the drink.
I got some Jello shots if you guys aren't into that.
Jello shots.
Jello shots.
Put the pudding in the pop.
Well, we're out of time.
And the feeling sleepy.
If I knew you could do Bill Cosby, Todd, you'd have been doing that earlier as well.
I can't do Bill Cosby. My Bill Cosby.
Because I can drink this drink.
I think somebody has dipped into
the alcohol. Let the pudding and getting drowsy.
Wow.
This show's gone on.
Jello needs more cowbell.
This show is off the rails. It's time for us to get out of here. Big shout out to our good friend Alika at Maui Comics and Collectibles. If you happen to be in the area,
big shout out to Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken and Bill Cosby.
Big shout out to
Leonard Seven, make it happen.
To Alika, Maui Comics and Collectibles for all your collectible and comic
Cosby
needs.
Versus Christopher Walken.
Come down to visit. Yeah. Come down to visit Bill Cosby.
Don't scare him away. No. Bill Cosby will not be here waiting for you.
Just with the Jello, come down and visit Alika at Maui Comics and Collectibles, 333 Dairy Road is the place to be. Big thank you to them as well. We are out of time. Have a lovely day. Big thank you for Bill Cosby and Christopher Walken for appearing tonight. You can download us on iTunes. You can download us through Audio Boom. You can download us through any one of your favorite podcast aggregates. Every single week, it is here every Tuesday, and it goes up on Wednesday. So enjoy the podcast. Follow us at facebook.com/TheNerdWatch. You can also follow us at Twitter at NerdWatch Nation, and you can follow us on Instagram at @the_NerdWatch. So for the one and only Alika, for Gannon, for Todd Bernardi, for Hennessy, and for Swan, the comic book henchman, IMG Money.
Oh, you forgot format.
And no, that's okay. I said format.
That's twice, 2 weeks in a row.
I said format.
No,
it's all right.
No, you didn't.
I didn't.
But that's okay.
Wow.
No, keep on going without saying it.
Wow. I thought I could have swore I said format.
No, hurry up, close the show.
Maybe it's all that background talking over there. I can't think.
Probably.
That's probably what it is.
It's like they forgot we're podcasting.
Podcasting. So, wow. Once again, for Alika, for format, for Gannon, for Todd, for Hennessy, and for comic book henchman Swan, we're out of time. Peace out. Much love. And most assuredly, always stay nerdy. We'll see you next week. Same nerd time, same nerd channel. Until next week. I say to you, aloha!
The barbiturates!
Wow.
Wow.
Aloha. Way to step up there.
Way to step up.
I wasn't going to do it this way.
Yeah, we're all waiting for time.